This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said Sunday dozens of terrorists had surrendered to Israeli forces amid their ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel has confirmed it has been detaining increasing numbers of Palestinian men for interrogation as it pushes ahead with its war effort. Hagari said the arrest took place in two Hamas strongholds. Those believed to be U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas members are taken away for investigation, while others are told to head south. Newly inaugurated Argentine President Javier Milei warned of a sharp and painful economic shock to come for the country in his maiden speech on Sunday, Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The former TV pundit, who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against his rivals, takes over from an unpopular outgoing center-left president. But Milei will still need to negotiate with rivals in Congress, where his libertarian coalition only has a small bloc. He's allied with the main conservative grouping and has moderated his tone in the last few weeks. Milei packed his first cabinet with mainstream conservatives and has put more radical ideas like dollarization onto the back burner.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington Tuesday to meet U.S. President Joe Biden and plead his case before Republicans balking at sending more money for his fight against Russia amid warnings aid will run out in weeks. In a flurry of diplomatic activity after the White House announced Zelensky's visit, an aide for Mike Johnson said the new Republican speaker for the House of Representatives will also meet with the Ukrainian leader on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers are again readying for winter combat in the 20-month-old conflict against invading Russian soldiers. VOA's Arash Aravasani has the story.
In Ukraine's Kharkiv region, this modern war wages on as a recent Russian missile strike killed at least one person and injured several others. According to CNN, Western intelligence assessments warn Russia is likely to increase such attacks on civilian infrastructure during the winter. And while civilians brace for more cold months at war, frontline soldiers fight to regain land in the country's south and east. Arash Aravasani, VOA News.
Residents went to the polls in Hong Kong's first district council election since an electoral overhaul was implemented under Beijing's guidance of so-called patriots administering the city, effectively shutting out all pro-democracy candidates. Turnout is expected to be much lower than in the last elections, held at the height of the 2019 anti-government protests. Some pro-democracy voters, dismayed by the drastic rule changes, including the elimination of most directly elected seats, are turning their backs on the polls. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he would not testify in a New York courtroom this week, where he had been expected to appear for a second time to make the case that his company did not misrepresent the value of its properties to win favorable financing. The civil fraud trial, which began in October, is one of several legal challenges the former president faces as he mounts a comeback bid for the White House. In his first appearance in November, Trump often avoided direct answers and spent much of the time complaining of unfair treatment. Barbara Streisand, Lee Grant, and others in Hollywood are mourning the death of actor Ryan O'Neill, who died Friday at the age of 82. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Look, you can't change things now. Too much has happened to us.
Ryan O'Neill made his name with the series Peyton Place, which led to movies like Love Story and Barry Lyndon. He was considered for the part of Michael Corleone in The Godfather. O'Neill starred in Paper Moon with his daughter, Tatum O'Neill. They later became estranged. He divorced twice and was romantically involved for decades with actor Farrah Fawcett. He said in a 2011 AP interview, Fawcett's death in 2009 led to reconciling with Tatum.
She said she missed me. You know, I didn't see her for years, and there she was at Farrah's funeral. I lost one and found another.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news and information, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.